Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass er alles Perik Yudalid, Mishnah Beis. Ziz shall gabi a Pesach. So we have here this ledge over a doorway. And here we're talking about, says the Batanura, where the door is closed. That being the case, maybe it's a tum, it'll bring the tum into the house only b'Pesach Tefach, if it's a Tefach by a Tefach. So in the previous Mishnah, we said the ledge over the doorway does not have to be a Tefach. Al-Gabi Tefach, that's because the doorway was an open doorway. The door was open. And here we're saying it does have to have a Tefach because the door is closed. So let me ask you something. I'm a little bit confused over here. The door is closed, but if the Ziz has a Pesach Tefach and the Tumah goes into the house, no. Even if the Ziz has a Pesach Tefach, the Tumah won't go into the house. It can't go through the closed door. But it will bring Tumah to what's underneath it, to what's in the doorway underneath it, in front of the closed door. Again, a lot of different shatim over here, but that's how the Batanura learns. Vaiter says the Mishnah. Now we're going to talk about ledges on top of windows. So really we're talking about something else over here. Till now we were talking about ledges over doors. Now we're talking about ledges over windows. So a quick reminder, what we learned in the previous perek, how big does this window have to be for Tumah to come through it? Depends what it's for. If it was made for light, Shiris Ka'ovi HaMakdeach, the thickness of the drill they use in the Beis HaMikdash. If it's a window they started to close, originally it was made for light, they started to close but never got a chance to finish closing it, then the shear is 2 fingers over the width of a thumb. 2 fingers high and a width of a thumb wide. So Zakta Mishnah. In regard to these 2 windows, this is how we teach the words according to the Batanur. Whether we're talking about a ledge, Sha'al Gabi Achalayin, that's over a window, which they started to close but didn't finish closing it. A window where the shear of that window would be Rum Etzba'ayim, 2 fingers high, and a thumb wide. Or whether we're talking about a ledge, Sha'al Gabi, which is over a window that was made for light, where the shear is Meloy Makdeach, the thickness of that drill. As far as the ledge is concerned, Kol Shehu, even if it doesn't have a Tefach, Tumah underneath it will send Tumah into the house. So if there's Tumah underneath the ledge, again, and the window is open, the house will be Tumah. There are other pshatim here, but this other batanur learns. Rabbi Yossi says, Miloyoi. According to Rabbi Yossi, this ledge over the window is not considered an oil until it has at least the shear that the window needs to have. So in other words, if this is a ledge over a window that's made for light, it has to protrude out of the house the shear of a Miloyoi Mekadeach, which is the shear of how big that window has to be. Whatever the shear is with this window to be open enough for Tumah to come into the house, that's the shear, says Rabbi Yossi, of how far the ledge has to protrude from the house. And if we're talking about a window that they started to close, and therefore its shear is its bayim over an agadol, but in height the shear is 2 fingers, so this ledge would have to protrude 2 fingers. Another pshat brought down in the Mefarshim over here. That's based on a Tesefta. When we say the height of 2 fingers, we don't mean how far the ledge protrudes out of the wall. Rather, we mean to say, how far is this ledge over the window, going straight up? When we say the height of 2 fingers, we don't mean, is this the type of window where the shear is 2 fingers? No, no. We mean to say like this. If you have a ledge over a window, and let's say this is a window that was made stam to use, not for light. So what's the shear? Tefach by a tefach. So the ziz that is on top of it will bring in the tumah, even if the ziz itself is less than a tefach, as long as it's not higher than 2 fingers off the window. Whereas if the window was made for light, where the shear is meloy makadeach, so here we are referring to the window itself, then there's no shear to the ledge as to how high it is or how wide it is, even if it's very high over the window or it's not wide, it's going to bring in the tum. Why are we being so machmir? So the Mishnah Chayin says an interesting thing. If the ziz is made to use and you have a ledge over there, okay, so the ledge is part of it, you know, you put things on the ledge. But if the ziz is made for light, why is there a ledge here? So it stands out more that it's a roof over the window. It's an oil, so we're more machmir with it. And Rabbi Yossi says, Meloy, Rabbi Yossi argues on this din of a window that's made for light, And he says, no such a thing that the ziz doesn't have any shear. Doesn't make a difference how high up it is, over the window. Doesn't make a difference how wide it is. If it's a window that's made for light, then that's the same shear for the ziz. It has to be that it's not higher than the window more than a maloy mekadeach, and it has to at least stick out a maloy mekadeach. All right, so again, this second shot in the Mishnah, because, you know, you have to figure out how to tie it exactly into the words. If you have a ledge over a window, stam window, which is made to use things, then the ledge will bring tumah if it's within two finger widths over the window. If, however, the ledge is over a window, which is made for light, then the shear of this ledge is that there's no shear. Here it's obvious that it's there for an oil. It doesn't make a difference how far high up over the window it is or how little it has of width coming out of the wall. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even when the window is made for light, there are some limitations for this ziz. To be an oil, it would also have to be within the same limitations of the window itself, not higher than a maloy mekadeach over the window, and then has to at least come out of the wall a maloy mekadeach.